Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Hello. This is Corey from For and Some More and the Double Dutch Rudder podcast. It is... what is today? Today is Wednesday, August 5th. Doing a short solo show today. A couple different things I wanted to do with Double Dutch Rudder. Besides more, make it a little bit more conversational and For and Some More, a little more off the cuff. Also wanted to be able to do reviews, things like that. Just different things that both I and anybody else who's on the show is in. And I guess the first thing we'll really talk about is the app I'm actually using to make this podcast. It is an app called BossJock Studio. It's a nifty little app you can get on your iPad or iPhone. Essentially what it allows you to do is produce podcasts, do voiceovers, things like that. Man, those insects are really loud. Anyway, but essentially what you can do with this app is you can load up different music, audio cues, things like that, and basically do what I'm doing right now, because that's actually what I'm using. There's a lot of options with this particular app, especially whenever you export. You can change the recording quality, file type, things like that. It's very versatile. So I recommend to anybody who wants to get into podcasting to pick up this app. It is typically $10 on the App Store. Right now, I believe it is about $5 because the company just had a birthday, so they're doing a half-price sale on the BossJock app. They also just released a BossJock Junior app, which is actually free. If you're not sure if you want to spend the full $10, I would definitely recommend going and trying out BossJock Junior first, because it'll give you a taste of what you can do with the BossJock Studio, because it is a stripped-down version of BossJock Studio. You can't load your own music onto BossJock Junior like you can with BossJock Studio. That is one limitation. And there are a few others, but the same basic functionality of having audio that you can load in and essentially use for a podcast is still there. In addition, I'm also using a nifty little gadget as my microphone. It is called the iRig MicCast. It is a, I believe it's $30 to $40 microphone, which I got on clearance somewhere. Probably shouldn't say where, but anyway. It is a little microphone that you plug into the headphone jack of your iPad or iPhone, and you can actually plug your headphones into it so that you can monitor what you're recording as you record it. As you can hear, the quality is pretty good. It's actually, in my opinion, it's a lot better than the onboard microphone that you would get on the iPad or iPhone. In addition, you can also essentially aim the microphone wherever you need to get the sound. So, and there's two settings. There's a low and high. Right now, it is on the low setting, just so I can cut out as much background noise as possible while I'm recording this. But I definitely say it's worth it. Again, it's a good inexpensive microphone that you can get, especially if you just kind of want to dip your toes into podcasting and you don't want to go out and get a whole bunch of equipment. Another good thing about the iRig MicCast is you actually can use it if you have an Android phone. iRig does have a iRig Recorder app out on the Android market. to where you can use the microphone with that as well. There are some latency issues with the Android version. Not so much on the Nexus phones, but anytime you're using anything other than a Nexus phone, essentially what latency is the delay between when audio hits the microphone and when you hear it through the program that you're recording with. The higher the latency, the more of a delay. So you'll say something, then you'll hear it back in the headphones if you're monitoring it live. There'll be a delay. You don't get that with the iPad, just essentially because of the way they prioritize audio within the operating system. So it is a little bit more advantageous to use it with iOS products than Android. Anyway, I think that's about it for today. Again, I'd highly recommend Boss Jock Studio if you want to get into podcasting. If you want to just dip your toes in, Boss Jock Jr. is a great way to do that. You can also, you don't even have to have a microphone to use either of those. You can actually use the onboard mic of your phone or iPad if you want. So again, it's a great way to just kind of dip your toes in and see if it's something you enjoy. And on a final note, all the music you're hearing has been put together through many of the audio apps, or many of the music apps you can get for the iPad. The last two you've heard, including the one that's playing right now, was done using the IK Oscillator program from Korg on my iPad, and then the first one was done using Nano Studio. In addition to me cutting in some audio and adding that on my personal computer with another program, adding that little snippet you heard from The Dark Knight. Anyway, hopefully there'll be a lot more of these. Definitely a lot of other things I want to talk about. Definitely want to have my buddy Jared, you've heard him on the Foreign Some More podcasts. I want to have him on the Double Dutch Rudder show. On the next Double Dutch Rudder show. So hopefully you'll be hearing another one of these again soon, and they'll be up on archive.org and maybe a few other places once we get done with them. See ya.